USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are heading home after the holiday weekend with AAA and the TSA reporting pandemic highs in road and air travel. Life is getting back to normal despite prices and airline delays across the country. Officials believe the busiest time for travel, whether on the roads or whether in the air, will be between 6 p.m. tonight and midnight. Jeanette McGee is with AAA. She says people are continuing to travel even as gas prices continue to rise.
Yes, gas prices are more expensive, but Americans are not really taking that into account for their trip.
Search and rescue crews in Surfside, Florida have the green light to get back to work in the rubble of the condo tower that collapsed. Authorities demolished the portion of the building that was left standing last night. At least 27 people are dead and 118 still unaccounted for. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As the surge of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continues to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border in hopes of being let into the country, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton blames the surge on President Joe Biden's decision to reverse many of former President Donald Trump's immigration policies.
If Joe Biden would simply continue to, construction of the border wall rather than paying these contractors not to work, and if he would stop the flow of migrants, now hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens pouring into our country over the last 6 months, then the Texas governor wouldn't have had to put out this urgent call to support.
A man charged in connection with the fireworks explosion last week in southern Los Angeles will appear in court on Tuesday. Arturo Ceja III allegedly transported tons of fireworks illegally from Nevada to Los Angeles. The huge cache of fireworks exploded last week as police were working to secure it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Police departments across the nation are grappling with severe underfunding, low morale, and rising retirement as violent crimes continue to surge in U.S. cities nationwide. Departments are now reporting retirements are up 45%. Schools across the country are trying to educate and inspire a new generation of law enforcement officers. Beth Vasquez is a career teacher at the Colorado Destination Career Academy. She says part of the aim of her program is to counter the narrative of defunding the police.
We are preparing our students to go into fields in the criminal justice system, and our students are excited and passionate about it. And I think a big piece of that is opportunities that we provide them with, the work-based learning opportunities. We bring in guest speakers from around the nation, FBI agents, law enforcement officers, judges, to really provide them the realities of the job and the benefits of the job as well.
Those living in England will have to wait one more week to find out whether the lockdown rules will be lifted. Various metrics, including the vaccine rollout, will be looked at on July 12th. Regarding easing some lockdown rules, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says,
"It will no longer be necessary for government to instruct people to work from home, so employers will be able to start planning a safe return to the workplace."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.